I'm Vanessa, and I'm at the launch event of the March Network. So I'm here with two investigators of the network today, and can you both introduce yourself briefly?
Hello, I'm Paul Crawford, and I'm Professor of Health Humanities at the University of Nottingham.
And I'm Cam Bowie, I'm a Professor of Cultural Psychiatry and Epidemiology and a Consultant Psychiatrist in East London.
Okay, thank you for being with us today. Why should we be considering communities and community access more in mental health?
Well, that's a big question, isn't it? The key thing is that mental health affects all communities. And without communities, it's really difficult to address mental health and to begin to find solutions. So the key thing, I think, in the UK and other countries that have developed health services, etc., is not to forget that communities have the biggest part to play in the mental health of any country.
And most mental health is managed within communities by themselves. You know, we think of people seeking help and going to specialists or doctors or therapists, but actually most people manage themselves, and of all the people who have mental health problems, the majority don't get any formal intervention or any support really with that. And actually communities is the only sustainable way, I think, in the future that we can help improve people's mental health. And as Paula said, it's at the heart of success of a community, success of a country, economic success as well as cultural and success and health and well-being.
Yeah, just to add to that, I think the other important aspect is if you look beyond mental health to healthcare generally, family or informal carers in their communities outnumber our professionals by about 7 or 8 to 1. So if mental health and recovering from mental health isn't a community activity, we really are facing a lot of difficulty. We can't ask all our professionals to sort the mental health of our country out. I think, you know, the idea of people who aren't having professional health being such a large number, I mean, it's about 75%, I think. You know, so 3/4 of people with mental health challenges are not having, if you like, treatment or particular interventions. That must mean we need community solutions, right?
And I wonder, how do you both envision the March Network being kind of like to break the silos in this field?
There's so much fantastic work going on in communities already involving arts, cultural activities and social activities. And the term community assets is used, but they're largely invisible. Paul and I were talking about this earlier, and they're not known about, and people are trying to find solutions to problems. And the solutions are out there if we actually see and connect up with existing good practices going on around the country. And lots of people are giving so much, but nobody knows about it, and there are models that we can replicate. And I think linking people up, raising the profile of cultural and community assets in amongst our political leaders and policymakers and commissioners is a very important outcome, I hope, of the network.
I think most people, if they were aware that the person next to them may well have a creative resource or an idea that could help them, we'd all talk with each other much more, rather than, you know, going to our GP to sort out all our challenges and difficulties. I'm just astonished how creative our population is here and in other countries. And the arts and the humanities have such rich knowledge and practice in terms of making yourself well again. And doing that together in community adds even more strength to that idea. So hopefully this network and the great people that are gathering around the project will find their way to make this a new development that means something, because people can get closer to recovery.